This is Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host Bill Satterley. I'd like to welcome you back to the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. We hope you stick around with us for the next hour, because I'm sure you'll find some great, pleasurable mainstream jazz for the jazz aficionado, and as well as the jazz person who's just getting interested in jazz. We're going to kick this second hour off with another thing by the Rodgers and Hart duo, Richard Rodgers and Larry Hart. This is from Herb Ellis' album called Roll Call, on the Justice label. Herb Ellis, a great guitarist, and he has a reunion here with Johnny Frigo on violin. He worked with Johnny in a little trio with a piano player named Carter called the Soft Winds before they split up and went their own different ways. Of course, Johnny Frigo was a legend around Chicago for many years. We've also got Mel Ryan on organ out of Indianapolis, who cut many albums with Wes Montgomery, and one of my favorite drummers, Jake Hanna, on drums. And this is Rodgers and Hart's great tune, Isn't It Romantic?
Thank you.
was from Herb Ellis's album Roll Call. Of course, Herbie Ellis on guitar, doing Rodgers and Hart's Isn't It Romantic, and had some beautiful violin work there by Johnny Frigo, and the organ was by Mel Ryan.
I'm going to play something by pianist and vocalist Shirley Horn from a CD entitled I Remember Miles, and she and her group were the opening act in the early 60s at the Village Vanguard, and Miles was playing there with his quintet at that time. She's going to do something from Porgy and Bess. The name of the tune is I Got Plenty of Nothing, featuring her on piano and vocals, Roy Hargrove on trumpet, Ron Carter on bass, and Alf Foster on drums.
Got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got no car, got no mule, got no misery. Folks with plenty of plenty got a lock on the door, 'cause they're afraid somebody's gonna rob 'em while they're out making more. I got no lock on the door, that's no way to be. They can steal the rug from the floor, that's okay with me. 'Cause the things that I prize, like the stars in the skies, are all free. 'Cause I got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. Got my man, got my song, got my Lord. Can steal the rug from the floor, that's okay with me, 'cause the things that I prize, like the stars and the skies, are all free. I've got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. Got my man, got my song, got my Lord.
Was a little more upbeat version of I Got Plenty of Nothing, featuring Shirley Horn with some great trumpet work in the background by Roy Hargrove.
Oh, and continuing our salute to Rodgers and Hart, those great songwriters, we're going to do something by Joy DeFrancisco on organ from his album Joy DeFrancisco Plays Sinatra His Way, which includes Houston Person on tenor sax, Melvin Sparks on guitar, Byron Landon on drums. Let's listen to Rodgers and Hart's great composition, Falling in Love with Love.
Mm-hmm.
right, that was Falling in Love with Love, a great Rodgers and Hart tune. You heard Joey DeFrancisco on organ, Houston Person on tenor sax, Marvin Sparks on guitar. That was from Joey DeFrancisco's album on the High Note label called Joey DeFrancisco Plays the Swinging Music of Frank Sinatra.
Prestige came out with a CD entitled Tenor Conclave. And it's unusual for all of these gentlemen to be playing together. It's certainly not a working group, but it features Hank Mobley, Al Cohen, Zoot Sims, and John Coltrane on tenor sax, Red Garland piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Art Taylor drums, doing a tune entitled Just You, Just Me.
Thank you.
Entitled Just You, Just Me, and it's a little longer cut than we usually play, but back when a lot of this music was played with the records and everything that were available then, they were more 3 to 4 or 5 minute cuts. So this particular CD entitled Tenor Conclave has only 4 tunes but a total of 44 minutes.
We'll do something now by Bill Evans in his selection of from the Rodgers and Hart songbook, My Heart Stood Still. This is from his album on the Milestone label called On Green Dolphin Street, and he's backed up by two members of the, what was at that time, the Miles Javis rhythm section, Miles Javis' quintet, Paul Chambers on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. Let's listen to Bill Evans do My Heart Stood Still.
Thank you.
Rodgers and Hart's My Heart Stood Still, done by Bill Evans on piano, backed up by Philo Joe Jones on drums, and Red Garland on, the bass man is Paul Chambers.
I'm going to play a West Coast sound featuring Shorty Rodgers and Bud Shank in the Lighthouse All-Stars, and it's entitled Eight Brothers, and it was dedicated to Monty Budwig, who was the bass player on this particular cut, but apparently after this cut, he passed away, and so they dedicated this to him, featuring Shorty on trumpet and flugelhorn, Bud Shank on alto, Connie Condoli trumpet, Bill Perkins baritone, Bob Cooper tenor, Pete Jolly piano, Larry Marble drums, and Monty Budwig bass, doing a tune entitled Back to the Basics.
Thank you.
Lighthouse All-Stars playing a tune entitled Back to the Basics.
No salute to the great composers. Rodgers and Hart would be complete without playing Lover. I think even the most neophyte of jazz lovers would, and Lover's a great American songbook, would recognize this tune. And it's from a Roost album called Sonny Stitt plays the arrangements from the pen of Quincy Jones. Some beautiful Quincy Jones arrangements, again, you're going to hear tonight. Cut back in 1955, and had a real swinging band behind him. Just to name a few, Thad Jones, Joe Newman on trumpets, J.J. Johnson, Jimmy Cleveland on trombone, Hank Jones on piano, Freddie Green on guitar, but it's basically Sonny Stitt on alto sax, go all the way through doing Lover. Sonny Stitt on alto sax from his Roost album. Sonny Stitt plays the arrangements from the pen of Quincy Jones. And, of course, I think everybody recognizes that's Lorenz Hart and Richard Rodgers' classic Lover.
I'm going to play a tune, and I know we've never done it on any of our shows in the last few years, and probably many of you have never heard a jazz accordion before, but you're going to hear it in this particular song. The tune is What a Difference a Day Made, and it features Herbie Mann on tenor, and you generally associate Herbie Mann with the flute, Joe Puma on guitar, Matt Matthews on accordion, Oscar Pettiford bass, Kenny Clark drums. This was recorded in New York City in 1956. What a Difference a Day Made. From a jazz heritage album, The Modern Art of Jazz, and you'd have to admit, or at least I'm going to admit, it's kind of an interesting sound.
Matt Matthews was quite an accordion player. We're going to delve into deeper into the Rodgers and Hart songbook, one of my all-time favorite Rodgers and Hart tunes that you don't hear played very often, and that's There's a Small Hotel. And this is pianist Earl Gardner's version, backed up by Walter Reuther on bass, J.C. Hurd on drums. Let's listen to There's a Small Hotel.
Bye.
Robert Garner on piano doing Rodgers and Hart's great composition, There's a Small Hotel.
This is Bill Satterly and Loa Kent Lindquist. We want to thank you for listening to tonight's The Feeling of Jazz, and to remind you, you can find us on the web at thefeelingofjazz.org or email us at thefeelingofjazz@yahoo.com, or just listen on Sunday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. Central Time on 89.1 FM or online at lakeshorefm.com. I'm going to finish out this week's show with a Barney Kessel tune, and it's not his tune, but he's playing it, and he's backed up by Victor Feldman on drums, Victor Feldman on vibes, Jake Hanna on drums, among others. So let's listen to their rendition of Here's That Sunny Day.